In a key move, the elections board refused to throw out 4,000 anti-George signatures that were collected when part of the circulation form was blank. But board chairperson Shane Falk says he thinks people still knew what they were signing.
We had testimony here today that they clearly understood what they were doing. We even had one person testify that a few people didn't want to sign it, but the majority of people did.
But Senator George says he thinks the elections board made a mistake on the circulation form issue. He also claims the board should have asked a district attorney to look into forgery questions raised by a handwriting expert. And George says the board allowed too many signatures collected by convicted felons or people who did not disclose their address or who lived at a daytime shelter, which recently got money from an Indian tribe. George says the entire recall dates back to his vote this spring against Governor Doyle negotiating a bigger gaming deal with a Forest County Potawatomi for its Milwaukee casino.
I think this vote today is a continuing reflection of the political reality that came from my standing up against the gambling interests in the state.
George says he isn't sure yet whether he'll take his signature fight to court or stand for a possible primary election in a recall race in the middle of next month. Milwaukee attorney Scott Schmittelkoffer represents the local newspaper publisher who bankrolled the recall push and who stands to gain financially from the expanded Potawatomi casino. But Schmittelkoffer says it's not publisher Gerald Jones who has won.
I think the board spoke clearly and convincingly that we're not going to disenfranchise the voters of the 6th District, and therefore this recall election will go forward.
All three Republican appointees on the elections board voted against the final signature certification number. But Democratic Senator George vehemently rejects rumors that his recent high-profile vote for the Republican state budget plan was an attempt to help him in his recall battle. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.